Dalet Chanukah, Kof Ches Kislev, Sunday the 5th of December, Rabbi Shlomo Freshwater. How the Chashmonoim could be kings if not descended from Shevet Yehuda. This week's Shiurim have been sponsored Leila Nishmas, Maras Yetel, Bas, Reb Chaim, Shlomo, Ohav Shalom. Aleha Shalom.
It's a schia to come again to speak. The Chevras start Yodaya tied away. Veke milsa the lesper and misa baraisa. You usually find the remes in the sedra. I think that the union of start your day tied away is milumas and pashas makaits that we learned yesterday. The sod shtet and all it says in all svurim that a person has many things that he has to do during the day. But the day should start with Kedusha. The day starts properly. The beginning of the day starts with Ruchnius. And even during the day, when you're busy with other things, the Kedusha of the Ruchnius prevails. As I said in Svurim, Kadesh Li Kol Bechaya. Bechaya means the first, the beginning. The beginning has to be Kedusha. So I saw in Sefer Divrei Yisroel, that he brings in from Pashas, he brings a remez from the Muslim Nechten we learned yesterday. Yuroid Yuradni Batchila Lishba Oichel. The brothers of Yosef tell Yosef, Yuroid Yuradni Batchila Lishba Oichel. So he says, Baderich Remez, Yuroid Yuradni. How does a Yerida come in Klal Yisroel? Batchila, if the very beginning of the day, is Lishba Oichel. The very beginning of the day, we're busy with Gashmias, with Lishba Oichel, to earn money, to have to eat, which is an important function which everybody has to do. But the Tchila, the start of the day, should be with Torah, with Tfila. And Bemis, it could be that this is one of the inyunim that the Chashmonaim tried to take away from Klal Yisroel. As we find, the Yevunim, because we find that the Yevunim made three gezeiros: Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. Now, if we think about these three things, they all have something in common. Mila is we take a child when he's 8 days old, and we chaisim in him the ois bris Chodesh. He's very young, but we, at this very young age, we implant in him Kedusha, we implant in him the bris Mila. And that remains with him and gives him the Kedusha for the rest of his life. If we would wait like the Bnei Yishmul, Lahavdil, till he's 13, by then it's too late to implant in him Kedusha. Chodesh, at the very beginning of the Chodesh, Bezdin get together and they say, Mekiddush, Mekiddush, Mekiddush. So the Chodesh is Chal, the beginning of the Chodesh is Chal with Kedusha. That gives the Chodesh, the whole Chodesh, a special significance, because if you think about it, you know, Mila, Shabbos is something that Yidden have and Goyim don't have. But Chodesh, the calendar month, our month is based on a different calendar, but there's hundreds of different ways of basing the month. Now, this Indian that we start the month with Kedusha, Mekiddush, 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 and this gives the Koyach, the strength that the rest of the month should remain the Kedusha. This is exclusive to Klal Yisroel. And Shabbos is that Chazaya Kodesh Kol Rira to Eid Lasat Abiyoyim Hashvi Italia. Shabbos, although it's the end of the week, it's also the beginning of the week. The whole of the week is based on the Shabbos. The Shabbos is B'Kedisha B'Tahara. So then the week continues with that same Kedisha. So it's B'Makur that whether Yevunim Chulila, they would Zicha fight and have made the Gezeira again start your day the Torah way. And starting the day with Kedisha, with Tahara, that gives the whole day the Koyach HaKedisha. This is something that Klal Yisroel understood in the Yevunim tried to eradicate. Perhaps before I start on the topic that we're going to talk about today, I just say I have a very interesting thing on yesterday's on Parshas Maketz. The Masham, the B'Zhan Aruf, in his Machsa, had a Hagua, a handwritten edition that he added on the words that we say in the Yetzfila Yim Neruim, the Hoyge Deus B'Yoyim Din, Mevusik va'oisa chesed badin. And the Masham wrote on the side there that he once had a dream. And he dreamt that in the Beis Din Shamala they were being done on a shal, on a din Torah. And the shal that they had in the Beis Din Shamala was that if in Beis Din Shamata, if there's a suffix on an einish, the suffix which einish to give, or do you give an einish, Beis Din will always go the kula, they'll always take the more lenient view. If the mushal is a suffix, if somebody's chayiv misa, not chayiv misa, he's zakai. Because in a situation of doubt, there's no einish. So the shala that the Beis Din Shamala, which he saw in his dream, was done, is what happens if it's negaya not to an einish in Beis Din Shamata, no, it's negaya to an einish of Beis Din Shamala. That means on a person did something that is a suffix. Now Beis Din Shamala knows by Beis Din Shamala there's no sfeikis. But does Beis Din Shamala say, listen, since Beis Din Shamata in these circumstances would go l'kula, so we also go l'kula? Or do we say, no, the whole Metzias is different. Beis Din Shamata has a suffix, Beis Din Shamala doesn't have a suffix. And he had this dream and he saw Maiminim and Masminim, some who said this way and some who said that way. And then they said, in his dream, he heard that they said, let's consult the Beis Din Shamata. Consult the Beis Din Shamata. And in his dream, he felt that they were asking him for his view. And so he started to talk, and the sultan, all this he saw in his dream, the sultan told him, Mishtach Mishtaran, don't get involved. And he said, Yiga Hashem Lechu HaSultan, I'm being asked, I have to say. And he said, it's a case of Mishnah. The case of Mishnah says, the Beis Din Shamala also have to go to Kula. And he woke up. And he woke up, and he couldn't remember which Kesef Mishnah, where does the Kesef Mishnah say such a thing? In his dream he said, the Kesef Mishnah says, and he couldn't remember which Kesef Mishnah. So he said, he woke up and he said, he did a little bit of Me'ayin Gevein, and he found the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Perik Tazayin, Hilchas Pesila Mekdushim, there's a Rambam, that the Rambam talks there about the Sofik in the din of Pigal, and the Rambam says we the gab of the einish of pigel, and the Rambam says sveika lekula. Now the einish of pigel is kurus. It's an einish b'day shamayim. So, and the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam wants. Why did the Rambam bring down this din? Because the Rambam wants to tell you that the sufik einish of kurus is lehokul. You go lekula. So in Bezai he said the lechdua Kesef Mishnah that the Kesef Mishnah says that a sufik einish of Beis Din Shamala is they have to go with the haluchas of the Beis Din Shamata, and they go lekula. So he wrote on his the side of his machsa that this is lahoyga deis b'yom din, when there's a machloikis, when there's deis in the yom hadin, whether the person deserves a punishment or not. So what does Rabbi Nishloilem do? The Vusik va'isa chesed badin. The Rabbi Nishloilem does like the Beis Din Shamata, and he does chesed, and he says b'mukim sufik. Even though by Klaf HaShemayim there is no such thing as a suffix, there's no doubt. Although in Kol Zeh, where there is a suffix, is Levusik Va'isa Chesed Badin. So then he writes, Lekhe Milsa, the Remiza, the Sheinu Remiza Beraisa. So he says that in Parshas Meketz, the Pusik says, Kesef Mishnah Kri B'yadcham. So he says, when the person stands the din, you should take with him this Kesef Mishnah, because this is a big seer. It's interesting thing, the Yontif of Chanukah is based on the Chashmenua. The Ramban in Parshas Vayichi is Zok the Ramban, Dotnishtet in Pusik, the Pusik says that Yusuf Shevet Mihidu in Mechaykik in the Beiraglov, and the Ramban says that in this Pusik there's an Issa that there should be no other Melech except from Shevet Yehida. And then the Ramban says, L'datoi, the Ramban says that the Chashmenuim were over on this Issa. because of Chashmonaim, but from Shevet HaLevi, they were Kahanim. And they became appointed kings of Klal Yisrael, and the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, the right to be king, is vested in Yehuda, and in Malchus Yehuda, and Bnei Yehuda. So Memela, they were over on the Issa of Zishtet and Amban, they were over the Chashmonaim, were over on the Issa of the Yusa Shevet Miyehita. Zot and Amban, the Da'atai, there was an Einish, they were punished for this. And the Ramban says that Albas b'nei Chashmonaim hazuken chassidim im kol gvirusam v'atzlichusam nochli b'yad aveyam b'churav, that four children of the Chashmonaim, although they were such big tzaddikim, were killed in battle, which shouldn't have happened had they not appointed themselves king. He then goes on and he says, the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that the Malchus Beis Chashmonaim had a terrible ending, because there was an Eved, a slave called Hudus, and he killed out the whole of the remaining survivors of the Malchus of the Bnei Chashmonaim, and there was left one female who he wanted to marry, and in order to legitimize his melicha. And she went on the roof and she jumped off the roof, and Chalalani, she committed suicide. And when she, as she jumped off the roof, she said, if ever anybody will say that he is a descendant of Chashmonaim, you should know that he's a slave, because the only surviving, the appointed himself Melech, was Hordus, who was an Eved. So it's Santa Zach, because it seems very strange how that could have happened. But under the Rishonim state that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, Hordus, from a Yefas Toya. He was a ben Yefas Toya, and that's how he had some sort of recognition. Aber the Masa in Halucha, he had a din as in the Gemurah, Mr. Shref, he's a Ben Yefas Toya, how he was an Eved, Zakash, Salafrei. But the Masa, he had a din of an Eved. Zut the Rambam, how is it possible that Malchus Chashmonaim, with such a terrible end, that they saved Klal Yisrael, such tzaddikim, how is it possible they had such a terrible end? And an Eved took over the Melicha. Zut the Rambam, it's Midah Keneged Midah. Because the Baal, they took a melicha that they were not entitled to. So Memela, they ended losing their melicha to an Eved who was for sure not entitled to become a melech.
Who appointed them?
What?
Who appointed them?
They won the war. They were the leaders of Christ. It looks like they appointed themselves. As I start an Amba, but the master, if I give them bring an adiv, the Rambam nishtaza. Because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam talks about the Nisim of Chanukah. And the Rambam speaks about the Chanukah. There was the Chashadim Yevunim came and they made these terrible gezeiros. And then the Rambam says, but then afterwards the Chashmonaim were menatzeach. They won the war. The Chazra Malchus the Yisrael. Yesa al Mosayim Shuna, and the Malchus stayed with Klal Yisrael more than 200 years, and the Rambam includes that in the Ness of Chanukah. Now, how is it possible that if the Rambam would hold like the Ramban, that they were over in Issa, how is it possible that the Rambam should say and for, include that in one of the reasons why Chanukah is a Yom Tov? Because this is one of the great things that happened to the Chashmonaim. But the emes what Oskevism from them would seem from this that the Rambam holds that there wasn't, that the Chashmonaim were not Ivanissa. I just like to add that in any event there's a Shverikheit in the Rambam, because part of this Malchus of the 200 years for sure was not legitimate, because it was Hordus. And Hordus was an Eved, and he for sure wasn't Rui Lemelich, and that's clue in the Gemur and Saita, that Mem Aleph, that the Gemur says clearly that Mekevachecha and Eved cannot be a Melech. So there was an element of this Meluch, which the Rambam includes, the 200 years Meluch, there was an element that was in any event Shalei keneged atayra. But if the whole thing, the whole melicha of chashmenuim was something was there were over nisa, is nishmistaber that the Rambam would have brought it down as one of the nisa. You could say like this, that it started off, was a big nes, chazim al chasliyim, the yisruel, the chashmenuim became the melucha, and they were melech for 200 years, although during those 200 years towards the end, something went wrong with it, but the basic yisayit was something that was ruhi to include in the nes of Chanukah, because it was a nes. So that's what Fishtan, what does the Rambam do with this Ramban's Ru'ura, probably used to shave it Miyahid. The Gemara Masech the Bruchas, Daf Chav Zayin on the base, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nusi. And there was an issue, and they deposed Rabbi Gamliel from his Nesias, and they put Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah, ben Kaimai, Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah became a Nusi. Now, Rabbi Gamliel was from Yehuda. Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah, the Gemara says, was a Kayan. He was Dor Asiri LeEzra, the 10th generation to Ezra. So, how was he appointed Nusi? The Gemara says in the Sechta Sanhedrin, because the Pusik says, I used to shave it in Yehuda and Mechaikik Mebein Raglov. So the Gemara says, Mechaikik Mebein Raglov, Iri Bnei Bunav shel Hillel shemalamdim Torah berabim, that every Messias in Klal Yisrael for limit of Torah has to be a shevet Yehuda, not just a melucha. So oy bazoy, how were they able to remove Rabbi Gamliel and put in his place Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah? Hatoysis semesachta Sanhedrin daf hay. Tosus brings a Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi says that the Nisim and Eretz Yisrael were from Shevet Yehuda, but not necessarily ben achaben, not necessarily through a son, as long as they were descendants of Yehuda, even though they came through a daughter, that is also included as from Shevet Yehuda. And he brings the Yishalmi says, Rabbi said, that he is min dechraya, vanu min nikvasa. So it comes out from that Yishalmi, that Rabbi Yakudish, who was the Nusi, was not a descendant from Yehuda ben Achaben, but he was only through a mother. So he asked the Vash, Mechelik Beis, Dush Yitzayim. Machlechtik, he lightens up this issue of the Chashmenuim, because they were all from Aharon. Now, Aharon's wife was the sister of Nachshon. So, Oy Bazoy, they were all descendants from Yehuda through a daughter. Oy Bazoy, the problem is removed, because they weren't over an Ayusa Shevet Yehuda, because they were all from Shevet Yehuda, because they were descended from the Hashem and Shevet Samanuda, so she was from Yehuda.
So I think it's his punishment.
Yeah, there may be another reason. So I'm just saying, you know, this is the Ramban. The punishments, we can never be sure why they come. The Ramban, when he brings this down, he says, Lefi Dati, he has no raya that this was the reason for the punishment. Ramban says, it's unusual for Ramban to say that, Lefi Dati, Ramban always builds everything out, rise from Gemun. He says, Lefi Dati, he thinks that this was why they were punished. Alay Bazari, so it's Fanford, Rebeluza, Ben Azariah, who was a Shevet from Shevet Aharon, he was also a descendant of Yehuda. In Tashtaitzach, the Chashmenuim also descendants of Yehuda, so Mamela, they weren't over the Issa. Perhaps we could also think of another Teretz. The Rambam in Hilchas Meluchim, the Rambam brings down Malchi Beis David, Hein Hu Oindim La'Oilam. The Malchus Beis David, that Melucha will be for perpetuity, forever. Shenema, Kisacho, it's a pusuk in Shmuel, Kisacho yiye nochain ad oilam. So there was a haftucha, a promise to Malchus Yehuda, to David, that his kisseh, the kisseh hamelich of David, will remain ad oilam. Zok Rambam, and if there will be another Malchus, it's possible, but it'll come to an end. It will not continue, it will come to an end. So the Rambam, and that's how we find by Yerovam, that Yerovam was appointed a melech, in other words, the meluch of Yerovam was not to continue forever. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, you can't say that to the Ravid, because every shrora, as we talked about earlier, every shrora, every position is called a mini. It's like a miniature malchus. So, any position that there is in Klal Yisrael goes b'Yerusha. So, if Yerovam is a melech, his melucha, his kingdom goes b'Yerusha. But the Rambam pashtus of Vashtan and Andish, and the Rambam learned that the pshat is that the melucha that they appointed Yerovam originally, any king melicha, any melech that you make who isn't for Malchus based David, that is a temporary melucha. So maybe you cannot ask the kasha; it has to go be Yerusha, because the katchila it was the melucha is a melucha sheyila hefsek, a melucha that will stop. It's a melucha that's there only for a time. The Rambam, and that's all the Rambam brings. The Rambam does not bring that there's an issa of la yusa shevet mi Yehuda. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. So it could be that the Rambam now differently. That although the Gemara dashens on Sanhedrin and on Rosh Hagulias, that they come from shevet Yehuda, but maybe the Rambam learned that in melucha there is no issa of la yusa shevet mi Yehuda. But there's a different din. There's a haftucha that the Rabbi Nishleilim was maftiach to Klal Yisrael that there is no to Malchus Beis David, that there is no melucha that will continue forever except for Malchus Beis David. There will be other meluchim in the middle, but those meluchim will only be there for a period. But they will not have the schus of melucha la'olam. Such a thing doesn't exist. In the Mela, even if they are appointed melech, but they are not appointed a melucha forever. They're appointed a melucha for a time. So, Ibazoi, the Chashmenuim, when they appointed themselves melech, they were aware of this haftucha that Rabbi Nishloilem gave, that the only melucha that's there forever is Malchus Beis David. So, the Mela, they were appointed as a temporary gap. Maybe for 100 years, maybe 200 years, but it's a melucha that would have to come to a stop, because the melech who is entitled, the only melech that's entitled to melucha, is Malchus Beis David. But an issa of melech, there isn't. Oibazoi is fan for the kasha, why the Rambam brings down Chashmenuim amongst the Nisim of Chanukah, the Malchus Chashmenuim, and the Rambam says that, and this melucha was a melucha for 200 years. So the Rambam has really explained, this wasn't a melucha that was a melucha forever, it's finished, there's nobody can ever get up and say, I'm entitled to become a melech, because I'm a descendant of the Chashmenuim. Getacht, we look in the Avtayra, in Birchus Avtayra, we say, Al kisoy la yeshav zah, ve la yincha li oid, achayrem es kevoidoi, ki v'shem kodshecho nishbata loi, she loi yichpe neiroi, na oilam vuhet. That's what we say in the Birchus Avtayra. Getacht, ken zanav shepshat zazay. Al kisoy la yeshav zah, on the kisse of David, on the kisse melucha of David HaMelech, la yeshav zah, there should be no Azar as Amdi was not from Malchus Beis David, cannot ascend to the throne. But then we go on and we explain it. On what sort of basis is this Issa? So according to Rambam, V'lo yinchali oid achayrem es kevoidoi. It's only Issa if it's going to be on a basis that this is going to be a nachla for forever. Favos ki v'shem kodshcho nishbat aloi shelo yichpe neiroi le'oilam vuet, because the Eibishter promised the Malchus Beis David that their melucha will never extinguish, and that's the pasuk that the Rambam brings. Malchus beis David, aimdim la'olam shenema kisachu yianuchon ad olam. That's mamish the Rambam shitta that the Malchus beis David, although there can be other meluchas, aber la'olam to have a melucha which is b'derech nachla that goes on forever and ever. That's only the Malchus beis David kibushem kol shechon nishbal teloi shelayich paneiroi la'olam la'olam vuet. See, we still have another few minutes. I'm not sure which one clock is right. The one on the left or the one on the right? In the front? Okay. It's Azai. It's a called Sahura. A very short Sahura. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Madlikin, we madlik neiris, and we volchen, we're talking about the Beis HaKnesses, the Mechavad of Mishim, Pesumanissa. So the lushan of the Shulchan Aruch is madliken, we madlik, in the volchen, and we make a brucha, mishim pesumanissa. That's a very interesting lushan, because the chayla, it should say in Shulchan Aruch this, madliken mishim pesumanissa, and the volchen. Your madlik, the hadlukas aneiris in the Beis HaMedrash is because of pesumanissa, and the volchen, you make a brucha on it. In Be'emes, I saw in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, he adapts the Lushan of Shulchan Aruch, he changes it somewhat, and he says, Madlikin Neiris Beveis HaKnesses Mishim Pesim Anissa U'Mevalchin Ulof. But Lamasa, there must be a reason why the Mechaba writes the way he does. There's a big tumult, why we make a Brucha Bechlal in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mishnah Bria brings down in Sifkutin Mandala, the Mishnah Bria brings down that it's a minik. The minik to be madlik with Beis HaKnesses, and we make a brucha on minik, just like on halal of a shchodesh. When we say only half halal, it's a minik, and we make a brucha, mevalchen amenhoga, so therefore, hadlukas neiris with Beis HaKnesses is a minik, and we make on that minik a brucha. Now that's a pela, because the mechaba paskins you don't make a brucha on halal, because the mechaba holds that you don't make a brucha minik. The bnei Ashkenaz, most of the svadim who go with the minik of the mechaba, they take don't make a brucha on halal, and we do because the removes machriya that we according to the shittas of the shaynim that you make a brucha on halal because you make a brucha minik. But the mechaba says that you make a brucha on Chanukah in Beis HaKnesses, which is a minik, and the Mechaba says that you don't make a brucha on Halal or Shaydish, it's a chastir. So the Yavet Sefer Moya Ktzia explains, and this is a very interesting thing, that the brucha of Ner Chanukah is different than all other brichas and mitzvahs. And he says like this, that the brucha of Ner Chanukah, every brichas and mitzvah is, I'm doing a mitzvah, so I have to make a brucha before I do the mitzvah. It's a din in bechas, a din in the mitzvah. Yeah, the mitzvah is to in brucha. But the brucha isn't b'derech ha-pshat. Pashat, the brucha is not a chalik of the mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah. You make a brucha on every single mitzvah. So he says, Chanukah is different. Somebody lights candles. So he says, the lighting candles is not nikah that you're doing zeichel ha-nesa Chanukah. You're lighting candles. You can be lighting candles because you want light. So he says, but when you make the brucha, asher kedishuni mitzoyse v'tzavuni lahadik ner Chanukah, your brucha was megala that you're doing this for pesumanis. You're doing this to represent, to remember the ness. So he says, the brucha is a chaylik of the mitzvah, different than all other mitzvahs. So it's a b'yakev emden. So memela, that's why in Beis HaKnesses, even though on a minig you normally wouldn't make a brucha, but that's because the brucha is a brucha on the minig. But here, the minig is to make pesum and nissa in Beis HaKnesses, and the only way you can do pesum and nissa in Beis HaKnesses is by making the brucha. So the brucha is part of the mitzvah. Obviously, the kids are not going to answer the Shulchan Aruch is Amiduik. Madlikin imevalchen mishim pesum anissa. We make madlik and we make the brucha. Why do we make the brucha? The chayr is only a minig, and a minig you don't make a brucha. The tarot says, because here, the brucha is what causes and creates the pesum anissa.